Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the hottest new game show on the internet, What's the Bid? We have three contestants here who are fighting for the chance to win an amazing grand prize of an Amazon gift card, where they are going to test their pop culture TV movie knowledge by bidding up to 100 points to see whether or not they know the response. If you get the correct answer, you gain the points. If you get it wrong, you lose the points. This is What's the Bid? Right, so we have three contestants in the house tonight. We have Courtney, Lola, and Claire. All right, so we're going to start with our play-in question. Ladies, please make sure you're over at the Crowd Purr website to be able to put in your response. The 1994 classic buddy comedy, Dumb and Dumber, features the odd pairing of comedian Jim Carrey and dramatic actor...
That was a guess.
And the time is up! And the correct response. Two went with the correct one, Jeff Daniels, and somebody went with Gary Oldman. Sorry. All right. So that was the play-in question. So those correct answers are going to add to their points. Person with the wrong answer, Gary Oldman, does not lose anything in this case. All right, and let's now move on to round one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and those at home, we have two rounds, four questions each. Each contestant will start with 100 points, and they will be able to bid up to that 100 points. However, they have one opportunity throughout the two rounds where they can double their bid. So they can bid up to 200 points. So let us begin with round one with the points as such. Claire, unfortunately, with nothing. Courtney with 98 and Lola with 100. Question number one is going to be a multiple choice question for round one, which is all about TV shows. Let's make our bid.
Reminder, contestants can wager anywhere from 1 to 100 points.
What's the bid? All right, right out the gate, we're already jumping to the 100, and one contestant is going with 95. So let us get to the first question, which is multiple choice. We're back over on Crowd Purr.
1 second.
I didn't bid either of those amounts. I don't know what just happened, but okay.
I have you down as 100.
The lies. Definitely said 50.
It says
I don't care what it says. It is wrong. I did not bid 100 points.
All right. Officially launched with the words, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll. What year did music television, MTV, debut? We have 15 seconds. Timer has begun.
Are we going to fix this bit in thing? Because no. Like, I forgot they didn't do that.
We got you, Miss Lola.
I'm sorry, what?
We got you.
Okay. I would never.
All right, so we have 1979, 1981, 1985, and 1989. We have two for 1979, and we have one for 1989.
Both are wrong.
Nobody.
You know, I was going to pick 1981.
Nobody recalls. Nobody was watching the MTV Movie Awards as they spoke about celebrating them starting in 1981.
25. Ain't nobody, sorry, no.
I just think 1989 is a good fit, you know? I would not think 1981.
But it didn't happen then, so it's not a good fit.
So, with that, Claire is still at zero. Courtney is now down to three.
I'm sick. And
Lola is at 50.
I'm sick.
It's all right. You'll get some medicine for the next one. The next category is a rank this category. So for those listening or watching at home, the ladies are going to get a series of shows, and they are going to rank them in a specific order. In this case, from newest to oldest. Okay. So we need our bids for this rank this.
Okay. You need to turn me take a screenshot for proof this time. Like, I don't know what they got going on.
I was too ambitious. Too ambitious the last time.
There we go, because you didn't know what happened last time.
All right, and the bids are in. We have 100, 45, and somebody's going really modest with 10.
I bid 50.
What's going on?
See? See, you put in 50, it says nah, we gonna double it 100.
Clearly, the game wants you guys to go big or go home.
I'm already home.
All right, so while we fix the bidding, let us move on to the question on rank this.
Okay.
Well, can y'all confirm your others? Bid, since we're seeing we have a discrepancy. Claire says she bid 50. Lola, what are you saying you bid?
I bid 10. I'm cool. Okay. You complain.
Okay, you bid 10.
My number is good too, 45.
Okay. All right. Well, that's weird. All right.
I think it's only happening with the 50 because it happened with me the first question and now this one. She bid 50. It went up to 100.
Okay. Hmm. Well, we'll have to try and keep this thing honest. Here we go.
Well, if I get it right, I bid 100. So.
Girl, I felt the same way. I was like, I'm going to take that 100.
All right.
Okay.
So the bids are in. Let's go to the question. List these dramas from newest to oldest. So we're going to use the numbers and put them in the correct order. We have number one, Dexter. Two, Lost. Three, The Sopranos. Four, The West Wing. Put them in order from newest to oldest.
Okay. I hate those.
All right, let us look at the responses. Oh, wow. So, the correct answer from newest to oldest should be Lost, Dexter, The Sopranos, and The West Wing would be the oldest.
I'm not a fan of these
ranks. I'm not sure these ladies have been watching much TV.
You watch them. I don't.
I started off good. I started off good.
All right, so 0-2. Good thing we're halfway through the first round.
Jesus mercy.
Okay, so to recap the scores, Claire still at 0. Courtney joined her at 0. Lola is at 40. All right.
Gonna laugh at the 10 points.
Question 3 is a finish the lyrics.
Okay.
The ladies will
hear,
or I will read the lyrics to a certain theme song. They must pick the correct words that follow where I stop. Okay. All right, so let's enter our bid.
I can still bid up to 100.
Everybody can still bid up to 100, or you can choose this time to double.
Calm down.
All right, let's get our bid on.
It won't let me.
Oh, it's just saying. But let's finish your lyrics.
It's gonna run out of time.
Mr. Oh. Sir, they need to bid.
I've never.
They just were slow.
Yes. I was asking a question. Sorry, Mr. Voice.
We're at 0. What? Okay.
Okay.
What
so this? let's just verbally tell us our bids now.
Just really tell Lola what's your bid.
Let me hold 50.
She's holding 50.
Claire, what is your bid?
80.
80. Courtney, what is your bid?
60.
60. Okay. Let's get to finishing the lyrics.
Okay.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even. Let's enter our response.
Jesus. Yo, you just... Oy. Yeah, like reading it, I would never get it. I had to start singing
it. All right. We have two that said harder to find and one with a waste of time. I think we are able to identify who chose waste of time. We're gonna go to the next question as we now see the new score. Man behind the curtain.
Claire, who are you giving that side eye to?
I want to know what the waste of time is. Look.
Right now, it's her place in this game. Right now, it's her place in this game. Claire has 80, Courtney has 0, and Lola is clinging to the lead with 90. And we move to the final question of the TV round, which is once again multiple choice. So let's get our bid on.
No. don't think it's...
Again, we can bid up to 200 one time. That would be your double. Mm-mm. Okay, all bids are in. Let's confirm these bids. Lola, are you bidding 100?
No.
Are you bidding 50? I mean 45, sorry.
50. I bid 50.
Okay, Lola's bidding 50. Claire, what is your bid?
45.
And Courtney, what is your bid?
60. I wasn't able to enter the bid.
Oh, you did 50?
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't able to enter.
Lola is 50. Claire is 45. And Courtney is 60.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the multiple choice question. What rival network that featured sitcom reruns and sketch comedy merged with the Comedy Channel in 1991 to form Comedy Central? What rival network? Is it TeeHee TV, Chuckles, Laugh, or Ha?
I already feel like my answer is so wrong. Even though it was in 91, it was before my time.
Yeah. You know, these answer choices sum up the play of today's game so far. All right. So we have two answers for Laugh TV and one answer for Ha. And that one person with Ha is actually correct.
Oh.
All right. Courtney coming back into the game.
Did you just shoot at us? Did you just give us a finger whistle?
No, never.
All right.
Never.
So at the end of round one, we have the scores looking as such. Oh,
gotta update it.
I was gonna say, give a little 60 points for the Koha.
I mean, all the other titles sounded ridiculous.
Sounded ridiculous.
Chuckles.
All right. So Claire is with 35 points. Courtney is at 60. And Lola is at 40. Surprise, surprise. At the end of one round, Courtney is in the lead.
Lola's not that.
And we are going to go to the second play-in question. So again, remember, the faster you answer, the more points you get. There's no bid here. Just answer.
Jim Carrey pop on my screen.
Waiting on the question. All right. What 80s action adventure series featured the catchphrase, "I love it when a plan comes together"? Is it the A-Team, Knight Rider, the Dukes of Hazzard, or Magnum P.I.?
I was born in 86. This is not even fair.
I thought the picture would give it away, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you kidding me? I'm thinking more of my pity to fool.
Yes.
All right. So we had two responses for the A team and one response for Magnum PI.
I quit. I don't want to play anymore.
Mr. T, with all his gold chains, pities the fool who did not know that this was the A-Team.
I know what show he was in.
All right, so it seems like the plan is not for Lola to win. That's the plan that's coming together.
I don't want to play anymore.
Let's now look at the new scores based on the play-in results before we get to round two, which I can tell you, ladies, round two is all about movie quotes.
Great.
So if we thought round one was rough, strap in.
We got some odd numbers, so just 1 second. We've gotten away from our round, beautiful numbers that I love, because math is hard, guys.
All right, so Claire, coming in with the same year that MTV was formed, 81. Courtney, with 93. And Lola, who's the same age as MTV, 40.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your score. Your score is 40, not your actual age. All right. We're moving on to round two, which is, again, movie quotes. And just like round one, we're starting with multiple choice.
Her reaction was funny. Love it.
So we are going to put in our bids. Let's enter our bids, ladies.
Oh, no, sir. Uh-uh. Oh.
All right. What's the bid?
Is it going at 50?
No.
No.
Okay. So we're going to have to revamp this after tonight's game. All right. Lola, what is your bid?
60.
60. Claire, what is your bid?
80.
80. And Courtney, your bid?
60.
All right. This is
bizarre.
So, let's see if you can fill in the blank. Blank, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. What's missing? Is it Aunt Em, Dorothy, Toto, or Uncle Henry? Who's missing the blank? All right. So all answers are supposed to be in, and our responses show that one individual went with Dorothy, and the other two went with Toto.
No. Toto.
And Toto is the correct answer. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Said Dorothy.
Said
never.
Dorothy.
I've never watched a Wizard of. I've never watched it. Never watched a movie.
Thank you for showing your uncultured swine. Right. So at the end of the first question of round two, Courtney is no longer in the lead, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't keep a good black woman down. Oh my God, I'm sick.
All right, so we're moving on to the second question of round two. Claire is now in the lead with 161. Lola is in second with 100, and Courtney has 33. So the second question of round two is a brand new game. Well, I mean, this whole thing is brand new, but for these ladies who have been doing the pilot session, this is brand new. It is called Make It Make Sense. So you are going to get a movie title. And there's a word missing. You must insert a word or words that somehow relates to the actual movie but not put in the missing word from the real title.
Yep.
Okay, so let's get to the bid. And do not forget, you still have a chance to bid up to 200 points. We have 3 questions remaining in the game.
And we'll just use the timer here, but you'll just verbally tell us what the answer, what your bid is.
All right. And what's the bid, Lola?
100.
Lola's going for 100. Claire, what's the bid? You currently have a 61-point lead on Lola.
50.
50. And Courtney, what is the bid?
75.
75. Okay. So here we go. Again, you must put in a word or words that goes with this $1 million blank. Something associated with that movie, but not the actual missing word. Hillary Swank. All right. Let's see these responses.
Wait. Oh, my thing is not on.
Your what's not on?
It's doing a, like, the dots are going around in a circle. Like, there's no
in a circle.
So is it showing a loading screen?
Yeah, it's like loading. Yeah, that's the word.
All right. Okay, so we do see 3 responses up here.
Huh? No, it wasn't provided.
Like, oh. One looked the correct answer.
Yeah, one is the actual title.
Okay. I was about to say somebody did not understand the directions.
Nope.
So we have $1 million boxing gloves. Man behind the curtain, is that acceptable?
I will accept it.
Dang, that's
okay. Why was there a question about it, though?
I'm just asking the man behind the curtain.
And I'm just asking the host, why was it questioned?
Oh, I know the answer was correct. I don't see any other responses.
Oh, no, baby, it was one of the responses. I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, it's the little one that says $1 million baby. You thought was the response.
Yeah.
I see another one.
Okay. So somebody did put baby, which is not going to count because you're not supposed to put the actual missing word. So somebody did not respond.
Claire says her screen was loading.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still going around unless I try to refresh it, but it's not showing up. It's not showing the like box, text box or whatever.
All right, so man behind the curtain, how are we playing this one, sir?
You better let her give you a verbal answer because I'm not losing my points.
All right, so Claire.
What was your answer that you put in?
5 seconds. What was the answer that you put in?
Trainer.
$1 million trainer. That also works. Am I correct, man behind the curtain?
That does make sense. Yep.
All right. Okay, so at the end of the second question, Claire and Lola add to their points. Courtney is back to 0.
Knock me down.
Okay, don't worry. We have 2 more chances.
Courtney, I didn't know it was a movie.
Yes. She won an award. They won an award for it. All right. So we have 2 more questions. Courtney, there is still time for you to make the greatest comeback
Okay.
Outside of the Patriots beating the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl.
1 second. Claire sent me a screenshot of her screen. Is it still looking like that?
I just refreshed it.
Okay.
But so, okay, I guess it's where it needs to be. I'm not sure.
What do you see now?
$1 million, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Very good. All right, we're back.
Guess who's the back?
All right. So we are going to go to the next question, which is all scrambled up. Ladies, you are going to see a movie quote, but the letters are scrambled up. You are going to have to unscramble them to correctly show the quote. Let's have the timer run down, and then we'll have you give us your bid.
Hold on, a quote, not a movie title?
No, it's a quote.
Okay.
I don't like that.
A quote? A whole quote? No, wait, what?
A piece of quote.
Oh.
All right. So you are going to see on the screen jumbled letters. You must unscramble them and put the actual quote. It's much easier than it's coming off. Let's see the jumbled quote, sir.
1 second.
Oh, crud.
I just said that. I thought you gave me a nod like you heard me, like you was getting to it.
Let's get the bids, Lola.
No, I don't want to go first.
Okay, Courtney, what is your bid?
50.
50 for Courtney. Claire, what is your bid?
I put 55.
55. And Lola, what is your bid?
70.
70. Okay. Let's get to the scrambled. Let's unscramble this. NODB. JASEMONDB. It's three words. Oh, they are stumped.
That time went too fast.
Yeah, I can't even. God,
you were drinking too many martinis. Shake and not stirred.
That went too fast. I was still
trying. I thought we got more time than we have to.
Dang, I'm trying to figure it out. Oh, do another question.
The answer was supposed to be Bond.
James Bond.
None of us answered.
Oh, yeah. I was still trying to.
I said we get more time when we have to type. That junk went fast as heck.
Yeah. How many seconds do we
have? I saw there was enough time for you to put James. That's why I didn't change the time for that one.
Nice.
All right. So. We're moving on to the last question.
Give us another question.
Yes, you are getting another question. The last question. Excuse me, we have stuff programmed in here. We're moving on to the last question. The last question is a multiple choice question. No typing necessary. Claire is at 146. Lola is at 130. The less said about Courtney, the better.
And everyone has their double.
And everybody has their double.
Stop trying to make us
have three goose eggs on the screen.
All right. So again, we're moving on to making our bids. We're going to have the timer run down as you think about how much you're willing to wager in this last question. Again, you can double by going all the way up to 200. What's the bid?
Start from lowest to highest, I would assume.
All right. So, Courtney, what is your bid?
95.
Lola, what is your bid?
Why do I always have to go before Claire?
We just said start from lowest to highest.
100.
Okay, and Claire.
I put mine in there already.
No, we're not using that.
We've been doing verbal.
Did you see what I put?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't look.
Claire, what is your bid? Yes.
I put 200.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
It's the last question anyway.
Right.
All right. So, for the last question of the game before the final round, multiple choice. The question, please. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer is from what movie? From Russia with Love, Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior, Rambo, or The Godfather Part 2?
I don't even know what that is. Bubby, in Russia from Love, is that what the guy that we watched on the special?
That was Bond, James Bond.
Oh.
Everybody went with D, The Godfather Part 2. And it only took us until the end for you guys to show some knowledge. Congratulations.
I moved up. Oh, Lord.
Congratulations. Nobody ends the game on goose egg. Good job, everybody.
I don't like bidding before Claire.
I'm just happy to be included. We move forward.
It was the last question. You should have bent for 200 anyway.
I should have said what I thought was right was bid $100.
And the final score, Claire in first place with 346 whopping points. Lola in a respectable second with 230. And Courtney with 95.
You could even end it the 100 way you start with.
She ended in the year she was born.
You got somebody's year and age, right?
I said your points were the same age as MTV. All right, but anyway, let's cut their mics because we're going to the final round, and it is Claire going to show her knowledge. All right. For those at home, the final round is curated to questions about topics chosen by our contestants that they feel they are most familiar with. Claire, she is a big fan of Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
She enjoys TV shows such as Martin, Fresh Prince, and A Different World. She feels she's very knowledgeable about the House Party movie, and she loves the comedy genre. Taking all of that into we are going to go with the Fresh Prince for her final round. All right. We're going to be maxing and relaxing. All right. Here's your first of five questions. Many people think that Will used his real name on Fresh Prince, but his name on the show is William Smith. What is Smith's real first name?
Oh, Lord.
We're about to get...
got me already.
We are stumped from the get-go.
Wolford.
Wilford is heard, but that is not correct. No ding, ding, ding. No.
Yes. Willard! It is Willard! Yay.
It's Willard!
All right.
That, hey, you know? Mm. Willard!
So we do not. Unfortunately, Claire, to win the whole game, you must answer all five questions.
Courtney.
You were unable to get past the first question.
Some candy? Some nerd? What you got back there?
Ain't nobody nerd right now. Ain't none of y'all nerds.
I went further in my final round.
Oh, come on.
All right. So, thank you for those watching at home. Don't forget to check out the Zocial Gaming Network here on Facebook, on Instagram, on the Roku app. We'll see you next time on What's the Bid?